Hey everybody, it is Maleo Negesti for the What Would Maleo Say podcast. I want to welcome everyone here today. Thank you all so much for listening and being here to hear what I have to say and to chime in with your opinions. Give me your feedback. This is never one way. I'm always here wanting to receive from my listeners. So today's topic is about manifesting. Now, manifesting is a word that everybody's using. You know, it's used by the spiritual people, the new age people, the esoteric people, the witches, the warlocks, the wizards. And it's really, really big. It's trending even. It's safe to say it's trending. It's a word that I think is a little saturated. So whenever words get saturated, I like to switch it up. I just get tired. That's not how my brain works. So I'm not using manifest. I'm using materialize. Same difference, right? Materialize is bringing something to the present from the immaterial. And manifesting is the same. So I'm going to be using materialize or materialization instead of manifesting, but y'all follow me, you know what I'm saying. So when we are doing our visualization, our meditation, when we are praying, we are writing our notes to God about our perfect partner, our soulmate, our twin flame, our love, the love of our life, whoever it is that we're looking for to come from the invisible places, from our imagination, when we're talking to our cells and we're saying, cells, I want you to vibrate on this frequency so that I can attract the love that I am in line to have. A lot of times we get stuck in fixating and obsessing over the partner. We want the partner. But there's some key things that we miss. So today I want to talk about those things, because those things are very, very important. As a person who has actively materialized and manifested so many things in her life. In fact, this is how I've lived for the last 14 years. You know, I've called it into being. I've written it into being. I've spoken into being. I've thrown things out into the universe and they come. They always come. And I'm sure you can say the same thing for you. Like, if you say it, that's what it is. You know, if you are certain, if you are sure, if you are really in alignment, that thing comes really quickly. And then sometimes you really got to tweak the energy, your own energy, and know that things will show up as soon as you're ready and as soon as that thing and you are in sync with each other. So when it comes to relationships, make sure that you ask that whatever it is that you are about to experience before it even comes, make sure that you ask that you have no regrets. And that's something you want to really, really, really program or condition yourself to be in, that mindset, that heart set, that emotion set. You want to be there. You want to be like, you know what? I am going to really, really have to be so certain that I do not get stuck here. You know, I get stuck in regret after he leaves, after she leaves. I'm too heartbroken to really see all of the gifts and the blessings that came to me as a result of being with this person, or attracting them, or experiencing them, or loving them, or being loved them, or even being hurt by the experience. You know what I mean? So you want to definitely, from the jump, from the gate, you know what I'm saying? Before you even see this person eye to eye, you want to be on that, I will not regret anything. I will not regret anything. That's what happens, you know, when you, on the back end, you will thank yourself for that, because you don't want to be in a space of regret. That heartache, that heartbreak, that depression, when you can't eat, you know what I mean? When you miss your love, you want to avoid that as much as possible, as much as possible. So you got to be honest with yourself and say, I'm going to be honest with myself about the truths of this experience, which means I don't harp on the negative. I focus on the positive as well, so that I can really get the lessons and the blessings and the healing from that experience. One. Second, you want to say to yourself that I am going to let whoever comes stretch me. I'm going to let whatever love that comes to me, that I'm begging for every damn night to God and the goddess, you know, I'm doing rituals for, I'm going to let this experience stretch me. I'm going to let this experience take me out of my comfort zone, right? Because that's what we want to do. We're getting into this not just for the romantic stuff. We just don't want starry eyes, you know, and somebody to rub our back and to give us that good loving, you know, in the middle of the night. We want for those of us who are into evolution and getting into our own personal development, we want to attract a lover or a love that is going to show us more about ourselves. Am I right? We want to get somebody who's going to show us the areas that we need to grow. And it helps when you're willing to do it and you're not resisting that. So from the beginning, you're going to say, when you're writing down your list or you're putting it out into the universe, I want to be stretched. I want to grow. I want to feel things that I haven't felt before that may rock my damn socks. You know what I'm saying? I want my vessel to be cracked a little bit because nothing else is going to cause me to shift the way that I need to. Right? So you want to do that. You also want to say that you want to be ready for this person. You may not know what that means because you don't know exactly what this person is going to bring, but you want to be ready for him or her, and you want him or her to be ready for you. Make sure you ask for that, because we often do a lot of this work and we attract people or things that we are not ready for, and then we lose them really, really quickly. Things that we've wanted so badly because we haven't been prepared. So make sure that you're ready. And when you ask that and you put that out there, things are going to line up for you that get you prepared in your heart and in your head. There may be some shifts that you, some adjustments that you have to make in your behavior and in your attitude to prepare for this love of your life that is going to be coming to you. So make sure you have that at the forefront, because you don't want the sand to just slip through your fingers. You want to have your hands perfectly closed, clasped and sealed, so you can be able to hold on to what comes to you for as long as it's supposed to be there. Because we all know some relationships come for a reason and a season, right? Some are long, some are short. Some are shorter than we wish, and some are so damn long and we wish they'd be over already, right? So you want to know that you are prepared and they are prepared for you. You want to know also, you want to put it out into the universe that you are open to growing, that you and the person who you are attracting are open to growing. Because one of the worst things that can happen in a relationship is that you are stagnant, or that either of you are just sitting there on the sidelines watching the other person make moves in their life and create things and get their lives popping, and one person is sitting there just watching. Oh my God, isn't that annoying? The person who's watching is sitting there like, you know, growing grass on their ass and really beginning to be envious, jealous, whether they're conscious of it or not. This is what's happening. Or there begins to be this drifting apart because one person is progressing and the other person is staying still. Okay, so we want to make sure that both people are on the same page where they're both moving, and they don't have to move together exactly like all this at the same time all the time, but they both want to be moving in their own lane. You know, like if you are you're passionate about dance and your boo is passionate about athletics, well, please don't sit on the couch every day watching sports, baby. Go to some games, you know what I mean? Go play some sport. Please don't just watch Dancing with the Stars all of a sudden because we're together. Go out there and get your classes and do the things that make you feel good, because passion is important. And it's nobody's responsibility to keep you sparked. A lot of people look for that in relationships. I know you do. Don't lie. People break up. They break up like, oh, you know, I don't feel the passion. Baby, passion is yours. Passion is a part of your package. You come with the passion and you have to keep your fire lit and then come and stoke the embers for your lover. But you can't have all the passion all the time and just keep pouring into this and the person is over here with water. You know what I mean? We each have to come fired up and keep that going. So make sure that that's something that you think about, like the growth. You're both into learning new things and bringing it to each other to share. That's important. It's so important to both be open to growth. So these are some of the things that you want to be thinking about when you're calling forth your boo and you're calling forth your love. And there are other things, of course, that you know personally that you may overlook when you are romanticizing this stuff, or you're thinking about, you're putting, I hope they have money. I hope they like to go out. Go out where? And do what? You know? And so get into the background. The background is so important. I hope this person likes to travel. Travel?
going on the bus every day is travel, honey. The universe is literal. Literal. So don't put, I hope my person, I want somebody who travels, because your person could be, you show it with a skateboard. I need you to really get into the background, you know. So this person is a person that values meeting people from all over the world. This person is a person who loves to collect things from all, from their travels. This person is a person who loves to be on the beaches of all of the Caribbean islands. Like, you need to get into that. This person worships the sun, you know, as much as I do. This person understands that they are solar powered, and that they are an astral being, a star child like me. And so we'll be doing things outdoors a lot, you know. Get into the backdrop, the background and the backdrop of this stuff. Don't just, you know, glaze over it and, oh, I want that good feeling, and oh, I want a kiss, I don't want somebody who's gonna roll over, you know, and give me that sex at midnight. You want somebody who is going to work, be able to emotionally stand for you and create space. That's something else. A lot of people overlook that, not recognizing that everyone has experienced some type of trauma and some type of pain in their life. So you want to make sure you're asking for a person who is aware that their trauma and their experience does not make them who they are. It is a part of their experience, like all of the other things they've experienced. Please, this one is key. This is an integral part, because we're all walking around with some stuff. But you don't want to attract someone who likes suffering because of their experience and want to keep harping on that and always bringing it up and using that as a crutch and using that as a tool, you know, to get attention or whatever. That's not what you want. You want somebody who they had the experience and is either actively doing healing work for it on themselves, or getting help, or is willing to go and get help, or has done it, the work already. This is important. This is important, people. Please. This is so important, because this is how people get caught in the trap of suffering and show up to be available for people in codependent relationships, enabling people, because you are a fixer, so you will attract people who need the fixing. And then you realize that you're in way over your head, because you don't have the qualifications to deal with that. So then you're drained, right, and depleted emotionally, physically, financially, mentally, just depleted spiritually, you know, from an energetic perspective, because you're trying to do too much for a person who needs to do the work for themselves. So do that as well. When you are thinking about who you're attracting, you want somebody who is into healing themselves. You want someone who doesn't get stuck in life's experiences, the mud and the muck of it, and they know that, you know what, the rain comes and it washes it away. I'm not going to walk around covered in mud every day so people can look at me and be like, oh, look at him, he's muddy. All right? No, that's not your boo. Your boo is like, you know what? I washed off the mud. I went through some stuff. And you know what? I'm okay. Let's live, baby. Let's live. Let's love. So I'm going to end this here. I thank everybody for listening. Please give your comments. Please share this. This podcast is going to, I have a lot of ideas and a lot of topics to cover, and I want to make sure that people everywhere can hear my message and my voice. So please share. Also, I want you all to know what I do. I'm a healing artist, and so I promote self-love as the primary foundational relationship for all loves. So I coach men and women on self-love. I'm also a holistic health consultant, so I provide people with support when it comes to getting their bodies and their health, their mental, spiritual, emotional, and physical health in alignment. Okay, using natural remedies. I also am a body worker and a healer, so I put my hands on people. And a lot of the work that I do, 90% of what I do is sexual and sensual and around sensuality, eroticism, and bridging that with spirituality, okay? Knowing that there is a connection. All of that has to do with spirit. So that's what I do. That's Malaya Negesti in a nutshell. And I'm always taking clients. Always taking clients. You can find me on Facebook. Malaya Negesti is my M-I-L-A-Y-O-N-E-G-S-T-I is my name on Facebook. Instagram, I am What Will Malayo Say. I am also a femdom. For those who are listening, I am a femdom. So that is another aspect of my work. And so I'm here for it, baby. I am here for it. We'll cover all types of topics. We will have interviews. I will have a What Would Malayo Say segment where I'm actually just answering questions that listeners and followers from these different social media platforms send to me. So look out for that. And I thank you all for listening to me. I'm coming at you live all the way from Brooklyn, New York on this rainy morning. And I want you all to have a delicious day. And just remember that you are remarkable in every way.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.